and welcome to another episode of the Bros 3 Podcast for August 1st, 2021. And how you doing, fam? I say, how are you doing? Are you out there living your best life? Well, I hope you are. And if you're not, today would probably be the perfect day to start. I mean, why put it off? Why do something tomorrow that you can do today, right? All right. So, I went on the Instagrams and I saw, I think the brother named Jeff Bezos or something. He was talking about the possibility of opening up space travel to civilians. I think that's the term they use, civilian space travel. Because, I mean, right now, I guess, what, space travel, well, before NASA shut down, what was for, like, advancement of science, maybe? I don't know, maybe they're just going out there just to see if they could. I'm not, well, military, maybe? I don't know, but I guess he wants to open it up like so people can just go to outer space, kind of like how they opened up air travel. And I don't know if that's a good idea. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be lucrative, but I'm not sure if it's a good idea. Okay, so you know, what, back in the 50s and 60s, when people, when NASA was trying to get people in outer space and land them on the moon and stuff, like, do you remember, like, even up to the 80s, like, space travel was a big deal. Like, I remember them showing us videos back in school, and they were showing, like, the stuff that the astronauts had to go to. Like, the announcer would come on, like, these potential astronauts are the brightest in their field, and the smartest, and the whitest. And they're going to train to break the final frontier, outer space. And then, like, from there, they'll show these brothers working out. And, you know, they're like, Johnny Whiteman, he is in a subterfuge, and it is simulating 5 G's of force on the human body. And then they would show him, he would sit in a little cockpit, and the camera would be right in front of him. And the little subterfuge would start spinning. And he'd be like, ooh. And like, you could see his face starting to distort. Like, the human body is not made to take more than 5 G's. And then from there, like, he might pass out. And the announcer would go to say, like, this is what his body will experience as he soars through the sky. What's the word? I was about to say albino. Like, what's that stone? Alabaster angel shortened toward white Jesus. Like, that's what they did. They show him, like, what, in the tanks. They would be fully suited in the space suit, and then they would be, like, bouncing around at the bottom of a pool. You know, and they were like, this is to simulate the weightlessness. Now, there is gravity on Earth, but the moon is, weightless. Like, that was the thing. So, and then from there, they were showing walking in slow motion, like the beginning of Armageddon, or the end of Armageddon. I don't know which one. I never saw Armageddon. I do remember the song, though. And I don't want to miss a thing, that's even when I think of you. And they walking slow. The sweetest thing will never do, I still miss you, baby. And then they would snap in, and they would shoot up in the sky, right? They was doing, like, what? I want to make up a number, but, like, kilometers per second, like, squared. It was math involved, you know, and they would shoot up in the sky, and then the side rockets would pop off, pow, pow, and then the other rocket would fall off, pow, and then from there, they'd be in orbit. Now, all that training, you know, for this select handful group of people, so now you want to open up this experience to everybody? Like, you have a hard time getting people to take off their belts and shoes and not bring no more than 3 ounces of liquid on a plane to Panama City. Is that where it is? Panama City? The people where they go to spring break. Take me down to Panama City where there's some and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home? That don't sound... Panama City don't sound right. But you get what I'm saying. People won't even do what they're supposed to do to go to Miami, Florida for spring break. And they won't talk, you know, I don't know. And then, like, and then what? People get upset because it's on an airplane, just a regular airplane. Only thing I do is sit in your seat and you put the seatbelt on you. And if you're a bigger person, I'm not body shaming, but if you're a bigger person, they have belt extenders, right? And you know, it's like a seatbelt, like extension cord with for the seatbelt. You cluck it in, you got a little extra room. And that's just, and then people get upset with that. Like, I don't think I need a belt extender. Well, sir, you know, we're trying to put the seatbelt on. We got two flight attendants just trying to snap this down. You see it ain't going. Like, would you please just consider the belt extender? You're like, no, I'm not gonna put on the, I'm not gonna pull the belt extender. Like, you put on, you, I feel like your body shaming me. Like, dude, no, your body is just big. Like, it's not shame. It's just, I got to. And then from there, it's like they get on the tweets and like, I've never been more ashamed in my life. Like, they made me buy two tickets. Okay, cool. But you had options, bro. Like, you could have just easily drove, took a bus, took a train. But you wanted the experience soaring through the sky like a heavy bird, right? Well, okay. Well, let's put this into the space race category. Like, you know, this civilian space travel. Okay, so what do you, I'm assuming you bring your own spacesuit, you know what I'm saying? And they, you got to, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Like, and you know, women, y'all got to accessorize, and dudes too, let's be fair. Spacesuit got to be, what, pressurized. You got to, you know, you can't have a crop top belly shirt with your cleavage hanging out, and it's supposed to be, you know, you can breathe in outer space. It's like, oh my God, like I feel like I'm being slut shamed because, you know, I have my what's the meat? Okay, butt crack, skip it. My butt crack was, I was sagging in my spacesuit. You know, like, people won't do right in the atmosphere. So if you put them out there, they're not gonna do right. And to be fair with you, what's out there? I mean, what, you gonna float around a little bit? That's gonna make you feel good? You gonna put that on your little Instagram or Snapchat? Oh my God, my life is hashtag out of this world. Like, I mean, maybe it's just for the experience. A lot of people do things for the experience, but I don't wanna have that conversation with somebody who's been out of space. Cause they're gonna make you feel like you ain't living until you've been out of space. You know? Like when you talk to somebody who skydived before. They'd be like, oh, you know, like, I skydive. And you'd be like, oh, okay, like that. I'm sure that was fun. Tony, oh my God, you have no idea. Like, you're falling, but you're safe. And it's like, oh my God, like, I was at the door, and I'm like, I can't do this. And I reached down deep inside of myself, and I remembered an Instagram post that I posted, hashtag conquer your fears, YOLO. And I jumped, and Tony, when I say I felt weightless, I felt weightless. You're like, no, I'm pretty sure it was fun. No, Tony. So just times that by like 100. I'm like, oh my God, Tony, like when you float away, like when you leave Earth, like your problems, they're so small. I mean, I can't believe I was worried about firing my nanny. And like now, like Tony, now, like I'm weightless. I will carry that forever. Like I don't need that in my life. I don't. Also, I don't know if there's laws in space. Like, allegedly, which I don't know if this is true or not, but once you leave 12 miles away from a country, like you're in international waters, and supposedly it goes down in the international waters. Allegedly, like supposedly, like if you go out there, sell drugs and stuff, once you come back, like you didn't sell no drugs. Which I don't. Oh, you can kill somebody out there and you come back and like you're not in trouble. I don't think that's the way that works. I mean, like if you go on a boat with somebody and then you go 12 miles out and you come back without a person, ain't nobody gonna be like, oh, well, it happened 12 miles from here, so I guess he's untouchable. Like that's not the way that thing go, right? Maybe if you just stay out in 12 miles of water, then maybe you just, once you come back to land, it may be in trouble. I don't know. But I saw a couple months ago, maybe. Space Force apparently is still a thing. And if you're going to have drunken people cruising around and out of space, floating around, because if they're going to Miami Beach, you know they're going to go out of space. Hey, bro, let's go out of space, man. Ooh, ah, man, I'm floating, man. I'm floating. Yeah, so if you... You know, people can't act right here. You know, once you go out there, it's going to be a misunderstanding. But, yeah, Space Force is apparently still a thing. And I'm not making this up, y'all. They have their first female Native American intelligence officer. And guess what her name is? I wish I was making this up. Her name is Captain Star Eagle. That's the last name, Star Eagle. Like, how dope is that? Like, if you're not a superhero or something, yeah, you, Space Force is where you should be. I mean, dude, I don't know what the first name is, but Jesus, Star Eagle. Like, imagine writing that down when you're in fifth grade. They'd be like, okay, you're new to school, somebody say, introduce yourself to your class. My name is Max Power. Awesome. Man, dude, if you're not a wrestler, a stuntman, I don't know, like you, a stunt pilot, no, one of the people who fly the planes before they're ready to fly, like you got to ride a motorcycle, cool glasses, leather jacket. That's just it. That's just what it is. But, yeah, so congratulations to Miss Star Eagle. Like, that's dope. Excuse me, I had to take a swig. So yeah, once you get in and out of space and people, that becomes a destination, other companies gonna want a piece of that action, right? You're gonna have advertising boards in outer space. That's just what's gonna happen. Like, you got all this open space. And imagine all the rockets shooting up, like how airports are. Potentially that might be space travel. They don't bode very well for the environment. That's actually how the Jetsons started, to tell you the truth. Like, you know, the Jetsons, they were all on poles and stuff and them cloud cities in the sky, right? Well, what happened was, which is kind of prophetic now, but what it was is they couldn't live on Earth, so they built like these big pole cities, like cities on poles, and because the smog got so bad. And I wish I was making this up, but it's true, right? And that's why they were in outer space, because they couldn't live on Earth no more. So anyway, I digress. Yeah, I was talking about advertising space because I keep passing this billboard. I've been passing it for about a couple months now. It's on I-65 going south, and I guess the religious people, you know, they rent billboard ads and stuff, which is cool. I mean, you know, as long as they're not offensive, you paid to put it up there, let it be. The Beatles, let it be. So I keep driving by, and okay, the billboard is split in half. It's half black and half white. So it says on the black side, on the left side, it says "Enslaved by Lust" on top, right? So it's black with these white letters say "Enslaved by Lust." There's a picture of a chain, and there's two hands, and the chain is wrapped around them. Now, I don't know, because I'm normally doing the speed limit 70 miles an hour, so I don't know if it's one person chained up or if it's two people holding hands and chained together, right? But the chain comes from the top of the billboard, is wrapped around him kind of sexily, and then it kind of like droops down. And then on the white side, it says "Jesus set free." Jesus set free. Yeah, in black letters. And then like at the bottom, it's like a number you can call or something. And I promise you, every time I drive by there, like, I don't know. I mean, the message is there, like Jesus can like free you from lust and stuff. I'm not gonna lie, man, it's kind of sexy. It says the opposite message. It's like enslaved by lust. You see these two hands chained together. So I don't know if it's one dude chained up because they look like dude's hands or man hands or women hands. Or if it's like two people chained together. I don't know if, you know, that it's a BDSM image. And if it's like, if that's your kink, like that, you know, that'll probably get your motor running. Not saying that's what I get down on, but it said Jesus set free. So it's like, is that the safe word? Like, you know, like, it's real suggestive in the wrong, like, it sends the wrong, but every time I see it, I'll be like, ooh. Like, I wonder what that feel like. Had that chain, that rough metal chain just kind of digging into your wrist just a little bit. You're helpless. Who can save me? Like, oh my God, I'm just a person wrapped in a chain. Whatever shall I do? I mean, maybe it works on other people, but it just, to me, it sends my brain down the wrong pathway. I feel dirty admitting that, but it's like I drive out of, and I squirm uncomfortably, like, yeah, slayed by lust, like, whatever, okay, all right, let's scuttle past that one. I was driving in a neighborhood. It wasn't my neighborhood. I was visiting somebody. And I saw in these people's yard. Now, this yard, you can tell a lot of kids are there. Like, live there. It's got, like, toys and, like, the Fisher-Price slide and them little toys that you... Not the ones you ride in. Hold on. What's those? Power Wheels? Not the Power Wheels, but the ones that fit, I guess maybe Fisher Price, the ones where you pedal. Like a little car you could put a toddler in. It's like all kinds of stuff like that, little wagons and stuff. And they got this sign in their yard that says, drive like your kids live here. It's a professional sign. I don't know if they had it made. I don't know if they sell these signs or what, like to the mass public. But it says, drive like your kids live here. And every time I see that sign, I get a little angry at it. I'm not an angry person, but it's like, I guess it's a reverse, quote unquote, Karen thing. So what would be the reverse of Karen? How can we say this backwards? Nerek. I'm having a Nerek moment. Because Karen is like, don't tell me what to do with my kids. And it's like, a Nerek moment is like, who say I care about my kids? Like, drive like your kids. Like your kids live here. Your kids ain't no more special than my kids. I'ma drive how I'm gonna drive. Now, am I gonna swerve in your yard and hit something? No, but I wouldn't do that if anybody's kids lived there. The sign is kind of redundant to me. So to me, it's like, try like a part of me kind of just wanna hit their mailbox. But like, look, this is a warning. Don't tell me how to drive. I'm gonna drive with respect to you. You, I'm a driver with respect to you and anybody else. Your kids ain't no special. And guess what? People get in car accidents. And guess what? Kids get hit by cars. And guess what? It sounds like a threat, but guess what? Your kid might get hit by a car. But it's just, don't. No one cares about your personal beliefs. They don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That came out way more aggressive. But I try to tell people that, like, your sexuality is your sexuality. Only person it matters to is you and the person you're trying to have that kind of relationship with. Okay, let me bag up. It's a family show. Just the rantings of a crazy man on a lazy Sunday morning. I do want to talk about Chico, though. All right, so if you're new to the podcast, or, you know, you got a life and you don't follow mine, which is cool. I mean, I don't blame you. Drive like your kids live here. All right, so I have a dog named Ebony. I talk about her a lot. She's a black, older dog. She's about 14, got arthritis. She's supposed to be half German Shepherd, half Collie. I like her a lot. And I would take her around the neighborhood. She's old now. I can't actually walk her around the neighborhood because of arthritis. So we kind of like, we stand like maybe 2-3 house radius. But we used to like walk a lot. And there was this little, there was a homeowner. He had a pit bull and he had a white chihuahua named Chico. Now, Chico would slide through the gate. And Chico, when me and Ebony would be walking, and Chico just be like, yah, yah, yah. And then like, he would like try to run toward us, but then run away. He's like scared. So like, there'd be a we'd be in the path we were walking, there'd be a flower or something, and she go ramp on and pee on it, like, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. And then like we'll keep walking, and then he would like, oh, and this is mine, this right here is mine. And like he'd just be like a couple drops of pee. And I told Chico, like, I'm gonna get you, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you ran up on us, we don't like that. So then we were walking one time, and then Chico like actually ran at us, like we was in an alley, and he was like, caught you slipping. Well, I had my mace on me, so I shot a stream of mace toward him. I didn't hit him, just like let him smell it, but it was like it was pepper spray, you know. So he was like, you think that bothers me, man, huh? I come at you, man. But then he ran off, right? So at this point, this happened a couple months ago, and then about 3 months ago, I walked over to the neighbor. He lives across the alley, and again, this happened like 3-4 times. I really ain't tripping, but now your dog running up on my dog. So I went and I knocked on the neighbor's door. Now I assumed I knew what this neighbor would look like, because there's a smart car parked back there. A smart car, like it's just the 2-seater car, you know, like the half a car, like you can plug it up, it's really small. There's one of those back there. I heard somebody practicing like the jazz saxophone, and I'm not even making it up, like, you know. So I'm like, and then I saw like a little Filipino looking dude over there. So I assumed I was gonna go over there and be like, look, man, your dog ran up on us, you know, let's let that not happen again, right? So I go knock on the door. I'm like, I'm feeling like, yeah, I'm about to put this man in this place, right? So I'm knocking on the door, but to the left of me, there's the window. So like you have to come on the porch, and there's like a big window. So I knock on the door, and instead of like seeing somebody at the door, like I see somebody peek out the window. And based on where the window, the curtain opened up at, it was way taller than the average Filipino dude. So I hear some dude like, yeah, who is it? I say, hey, I need to talk to you about your dog. Like, I'm instantly kind of like, I'm kind of changing my course of action here. So this young dude opened up the door, dark as midnight, dreads, and he's taller than me. He's younger than me, taller than me, and in better shape. So he's wearing a tank top. He's got like, he comes to the door, but the screen door is still closed. He like, yeah, man, what's up? I'm like, yo, Chico, your dog. He say, who? I say, Chico. He was like, man, what are you talking about? And I realized I'm pushing his buttons. I woke him up and stuff. So this is what you do. You divert. So I walk to the side of the porch and I look over. I just stare for a little bit. And then I look back at him. I walk back and come. I say, yeah, man, your dog is out. Chico's out. And he looking at me like, who the hell is Chico? Well, he ain't say it though. I said, man, your dog ran up on, you know, ran up, this third time he ran up on us. First time your pit bull bit Ebony, but I let it go. He was like, when was this? I said, man, don't even matter. So now I go look over again, because I want him to really, you know, kind of, I'm taking the piss and vinegar up out of him, you know what I'm saying? So I look again, and I like kind of, I sniff. I'm like, yeah. So I go back. I say, so your dog ran up on us again. And I tell you, the next time your dog run up on my dog, I'm gonna kill your dog. He was like, you gonna what? I said, yeah, I'm gonna kill your dog. And he was like, where you live at? I just turned around and walked away. I said, don't even worry about it. And as an old man, I actually had to hold on to the rail because I was limping. I said, don't even worry about it, man. So I'm starting to walk away, and I hear him say, Cleo, Cleo. The dog I called Chico. I was like, yeah, Cleo, get home, because I'm gonna kill you, right? Now, am I gonna hurt these people's dog? No. But I was trying to send a message. Like, you know, keep your dog in your yard, because your dog is like, you know, affecting my older lady, right? So the reason I told that is because I let Ebony outside. She's an old dog. She really goes to the front yard, go to the backyard. That's just what she does. Sometimes we walk together. If I'm ready to go in the house and she ain't ready to go, I'm like, okay, cool. I go in the house. I'm like, well, you know where the front door is, you know. If you love something, let it go. Otherwise, you can belong to the streets, man. I'm telling you, it's cold out there, man. Ain't no kibbles and bits on them streets, cuz. Like, you know, stay. Don't chase waterfalls, you know? So anyway, Yesterday, I let Ebony go outside. She enjoying the sunshine because everybody loves the sunshine, right? And I come in the house and she ain't ready to come in. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll give her a couple more minutes. You know, I go back outside. I'm looking around. I don't see Ebony. So now I'm like a little worried because I was talking all that talk. Go out there. Enjoy your life. You know, all of this. So now I'm looking around like, oh, I'm like, Ebony. Ebony. Ebony was like, she's coming back toward me and somebody walking with her. I'm sitting there like, what the, who is this? Because Ebony don't like other dogs. And Ebony like, hey. You know, that stupid breathing in, smiling things the dogs do. She comes up and like, Chico next to her. And I'm looking at Chico like, who, what you doing here? You know, he like, nice to meet you, Mr. Ronson. You know what I'm saying? And he got his little, you know, Chihuahua. He got his situation kind of like, yeah, I just met Ebony. And Ebony talk. So that ain't going down. And Ebony like, yeah, this is the house. And this is why I like, Chico, get your butt on here. I will be back. I will be back. I'm looking at Ebony like, I thought you didn't like other dogs. Like, why'd you bringing Chico around this mug? So, and, you know, Chico like, oh, okay, I understand. Like, you still got beef. I'm like, yeah, run on, cuz. Like, what? And Ebony was like, so he can't? No. And Ebony came to the house. She was like, okay, well, it was really nice to meet you. Yeah, Chico, is it? Yes, but my owner's called me Cleo. Like, yeah. Anyway. But, you know, she's okay, and Chico's okay. I guess he made it home. That kind of made me laugh. And I went to Family Dollar because of her arthritis. And someone told me I can get her baby aspirin. Right? They say, you know, baby aspirin, small enough dose you put in her dog food, that'll help with her arthritis. Which, you know, okay, cool. So I run to the Family Dollar, which is across the street from the infamous liquor store. And I go in there and I'm looking. I see aspirin, I see Tylenol, I see stuff, you know, all type of things. But I don't see the baby aspirin. So I go to the front and I went to go talk to this cashier. And, you know, it makes me laugh when you see somebody like, okay, you're a cashier, you work here, right? And if you don't know what something is, it's fine. It's okay. But it always cracks me up when you go to a place and you go to a cashier or something, you'd be like, yeah, where is your baby aspirin? And they give you this look like you can ask them, like you caught them completely off guard, like this look of shock, like, like, oh, okay, let me think, back to my training, okay, like, dude, you don't have to freak out like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then he over here running down, okay, aisle number one, baby wipes, aisle number two, baby food, aisle number three, I'm like, dude, don't worry about it, I'll figure it out. He's like, no, I'll figure it out. So he goes over where the aspirin was, which is where I was, you know, well, I just left. And he's like, yeah, okay, baby aspirin. He's doing what I'm doing. Like, he's looking for the baby aspirin, which, again, like, dude, you work at Family Dollar, man. You ain't got to stress yourself out like that. He's like, man, no, baby aspirin. I'm like, yeah, man, I need to get some baby aspirin because I got a baby. And my baby got a hangover. It's real bad. He's like, yeah, okay. Baby hangover, baby aspirin. It's like, do you hear what I just said to you? Like, I just told you my child has a hangover and I'm looking for aspirin. But he's so lost in the sauce. You're like, well, can your baby use like regular aspirin? I'm like, don't worry about it, man. Like, it made me laugh. It's like, dude, like, life ain't that tough. Like, it ain't that big a deal. So I didn't get the baby aspirin. You know, it's cool. Alright. So. And wait a minute. Oh, the bad thing is, like, as I'm leaving now, I'm like, don't worry about it. Dude, I guess apparently he heard me because he was asking about, he's like, yeah, no. Dude about to leave. He looking for baby aspirin. His baby got a hangover. Like, I left before I even, because I wanted the other guy to be like, what? Like, do you hear what you're saying? Like, calm yourself. Think before you speak. All right. All right. right, that's going to do it for this episode of Bros 3 Podcast. And if you go out there, be the best you can be. Space travel becomes available. Don't be one of those people on Instagram being all inspirational. Just go out there and live your life, float around a little bit. If you like what you heard, like, share, subscribe, whatever people do. And if you need to reach me or got any concerns, criticisms, or comments, 219-964-7781. All right, with that being said, family, y'all enjoy the rest of this Sunday. I love you. If you didn't like this episode, we'll try again next week. No harm, no foul. All right, love y'all. Be sweet. Be safe. Later.